ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, תזכו לשנים רבות, נעימות וטובות, לשנה טובה מבורכת, לשנה טובה תכתבו. We are here tonight for a very very special event. I look forward to these events. Even though the schedule during Elul is very busy because of the Selichot and the Shi'urim, but who's not excited to come to a night where we have a most special guest with us, none other than the Holy Sefer Torah that's in our midst. Yishtabach Shemo La'ad. Our Hachamim tell us that in the Navi there was a man called Oved, Edom Agiti. He had the Aron in his house for a few months. And the Beracha that he got was unprecedented. God blessed him with children and grandchildren and money. So, by having the Sefer Torah in your house, it's like having God in your house. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, Yisrael ve'oraita kuchaverichu hadhu. The Jewish people, the Torah and God is all one. So when we talk Sefer Torah, God is the Torah is God. So we're not hosting just a case over here with a scroll. Shekhinah is in the house with us tonight. And therefore we bless the Baal HaBayit and his dear wife, the Yosef and his wife Pamela, for really putting a spread worthy of a king. Man Malchei Rabbanan, the king is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And I have no doubt, Borei Olam is going to reward the Baalei Batim over here, Rabbi Yosef v'Ra'ayato and his wife, like your name, Yosef Alechem Kachem Edef Pe'amim. What a way to go into the new year, Tachel Shana u'Berchoteha, to start the new year with blessings, with having such a good luck charm, a good omen in the house. It's also worthy to mention what a beautiful thing it is when children respect their parents and they buy them a gift. You know, for Father's Day we get our parents maybe a tie or a pocketbook or a wallet, something that usually ends up not being used, and they thank us for it. Usually it's a berachah lebatala. In our religion, forget about our religion, in the world, there's no greater trophy, there's no greater piece. Go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. They have work over there for millions of dollars. But what is it? It's a piece of art. It's relative. The value is subjective. You go to the Baseball Hall of Fame. They have memorabilia. Baseballs and bats and shirts and jerseys. It has a value. But there's no greater valuable trophy in the world than our Sefer Torah. This is the blueprint of the creation. This is the eternal book of God. Go on the New York Times bestseller. What's the bestseller? The Bible. The Old Testament. And this is it over here. The original way it was, when it was written 974 generations before Borei Olam created the world. How precious is it when children come together and they buy their parents this most special gift, this most unique gift. There is no greater gift in the world that you can receive than having a Sefer Torah and having your name written in the Sefer Torah. To be honest with you, I'm jealous. Okay, my children are still young. I can't afford the Sefer Torah to do such a thing. But what a compliment to the parents that they raised such children that have such an understanding that they gave back. We all know what our parents do for us. It never ends. A parent's job never ends. I was talking to somebody today. One of his children is married for, I think, 30 years already. And he's still dealing with them. He's still dealing with the action, with the what's going on. So when do you stop becoming a parent? You don't stop becoming a parent. You become a parent until they're married, children, grandchildren. The job of a parent never ends. I want to congratulate the Hatanim, the Mr. and Mrs. Sakala, Shem Shvino B'Hayil. You did a good job. You raised your children in the right way. It's the biggest success in the world. that look what they did for you. It's fantastic. And Baruch Hashem, the unity amongst the boys and the girls. This is a blessing of God. I'm so excited that Be'ezat Hashem, every time they're going to take the Sefer Torah out of the Heichal, you're crying now, wait, oh, there's going to be a lot of tears. Every time you're going to take the Sefer Torah out of the Heichal, it's going to remind you of what a family you have and what a beracha God gave you. And I hope Be'ezat Hashem, all of you that participated in this mitzvah, you'll have a long life because you respected your parents.
Amen.
You'll have arichut yamin, you'll have prosperity, you'll have good health, and God should always put you in the position that you're able to do these things. You should always have the ability, not only money, because I'll show you a lot of families that have money, but without unity, you can't put this together. You can have millions of dollars, but if you don't have the camaraderie between the brothers and the sisters to do it, no, I want to do my own thing, you do your thing, I don't get involved with you, I want to do my way, and then nothing ends up happening. And the parents just have a heartache to watch their children have machloket. And here, the biggest thing we're celebrating tonight is when you have a family. How beautiful it is to see when a family is congealed, when it's united and they're able to get something done and they execute. Sim shalom tova bracha. May the peace continue in this family. And Be'ezat Hashem may enjoy many farah like this. This is the best night so far that we've had since I came back to Brooklyn. I only came back last night. But a lot of things happened since in one night. This is the best event so far. I want to say one Devrei Torah in honor of the Sefer Torah. I want to say something else before. It's on my mind. I want to let it out also. In a small group, so I could say it. You know, our community over the past few months in the summer, we have gone through some growing pains, if you want to call it like that. Unprecedented events that happened in our midst. And as you all know, the newspapers couldn't wait to come and report about the dirt and all the negativity that was taking place. Our community, Baruch Hashem, has been around in this country for about 100 years. And in those 100 years, we have so many great accomplishments that the newspaper hasn't picked up on any of our successes. There's no community that has done more for Jewish education, that has done more for worship in synagogue, that has done more for charity, that has done more for social services than our community. Where have the newspapers been for the past 100 years? Almost as if they were waiting like scavengers, like piranhas, waiting for something to go wrong, and right away all the black and all the nightmarish scenarios right away are on the front covers. And I say again, where are the newspapers tonight? This is one of the great successes of our community. When events like this take place, where members come out at night after a hard day's work in order to pay homage to the Sefer Torah, to give credit to their parents, to give credit to the older generation, this should be on the front page of all the Wall Street Journal and the Times and all the other periodicals. But unfortunately, the newspapers have a jaundiced eye. Their eye is a pessimistic eye. Their eye is a negative one. Jews is news, but only when the news is negative, when the news has to do with casts us in a bad light. Unfortunately, our enemies salivate to catch us doing something wrong. For 100 years, we've been doing so much right, but to them, they have a blind eye to it. And I say again, tonight's another night that's deserving to be on all the newspapers to show the world exactly what Am Yisrael is involved in. They're involved in honoring their religion, honoring their parents, and honoring their traditions. I want to say one Devrei Torah in honor of the Sefer. There's a pasuk. Lo yakum ed echad beish. על פי שניים עדים או שלושה עדים יקום דבר. What does it mean? In Judaism, we have a court system. We were just talking about the Beit Din. In a court, the most important thing in a court is witnesses. You can't do anything without witnesses. So the Torah says, "Lo yakum ed yachad be'ish." One witness is not accepted. That means, if you're in court, and one witness walks in and says, "I saw this guy over here, mehalel Shabbat." What does the Beit Din tell the one witness? Take a walk. See you later. Get out of here. You're only one witness. Do you have another guy to testify with you? No, I was alone. You're alone. We don't accept your testimony. Lo yakum ed echad beish. Ed echad, not accepted. Al pi shnayim edim. Oh, but if two witnesses come into Beit Din, bar minnan, we kill somebody on two witnesses. If two witnesses come in and say, this guy was mehalel Shabbat, what did you see him do? He took his axe out and he chopped down a tree on Shabbat. Wow, wow. Did he know it was Shabbat? He knew. How did he know? As you know. We warned him. We told him, today is Shabbat. You know what he said? I don't care. No, you got to be careful. The guy holding an axe in your hand, you don't want to get too personal with the guy. He said, I know it's Shabbat. And he cut down the tree anyway. The deen is, you accept the testimony. And what do they do to the Mahal of Shabbat? Sekira. They throw him off a building. Kosta. They give him the worst punishment. Al pi shnayim edim, o shlosha edim. The Torah says, yakum davar. Or three witnesses also. So the Gemara asked the obvious question. If you tell me you accept two witnesses, of course you accept three witnesses. Imagine the Torah says, "Api shnayim edim, u'shlosha edim, varba'a edim, v'hamisha edim, u'me'a edim." Of course, once you tell me two, that's the minimum you tell me. You don't have to tell me anything more. If you accept two, of course three. If you accept three, of course ten. What do you mean? Three is going to be worse than two? And we know there's not an extra letter in the Sefer Torah. What is the depth of that pasuk? Al pi shnayim edim or shlosha edim? And why does the pasuk have to tell us at the beginning, lo yakum ed echad? One witness is no good. If you told me two, I know one is no good. I mean, a lot of questions in this pasuk. L'chaim. So finally we agree on something. Everybody wants to okay. Now watch what I'm going to tell you. We are now about to enter the days of judgment. Yemei HaDin. The awesome days, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. These are the days where we're going to be in a courtroom for 48 hours and everything is on the line. Whatever happened to us last year was decreed on this Rosh Hashanah and finalized on Yom Kippur and delivered on Hoshanah Rabbah. So these are big days and we have a chance to influence the judgment. We know the judge. The judge is our father. So we have a little in to influence without bribing. But God gives us different secrets how to succeed in judgment. I'm going to tell you the three secrets. You're lucky you came here tonight. I'm going to give you now secrets. I don't know if they know this, the other people. But Baruch Hashem, we know that. We're lucky. The holy books say the three items are Kol, Tzom, Mamon. Wow, that's what I tell you now. Kol is what? Kol is voice. Kol is referring to the voice, Kol Torah. For one to be accepted in judgment in a good life, one must have his voice resonating Torah. You need Kol Torah. Torah atones for sin. And once a person has kapara his avonot, finished. He's clean. Everybody has to study more Torah. It's not enough just to bring a beautiful Sefer Torah, kiss it. Not the Stanley Cup over here where you take it, you dance with it, you go like this, you go like that, and you put it on a shelf. The Sefer Torah, it's not a spectator sport, Torah. When everybody sees the Sefer Torah in shul, we bow down in front of it, Azak Baruch, they close it, you go home. Torah is an active sport. Everybody has to study Torah. But not only so you'll know what to do in religion, not only for your mental understanding. Torah is part of the Teshuvah process. Kol, you need Kol Torah, and I'll explain to you why. In the Torah, it talks about the laws of Hag'alat Kelim. You know the laws of Hag'alah? The ladies know the laws of Haggadah. Pesach, you have a pot. You want to kosher the pot because it has hametz in the walls. How do you kosher the pot? Oh. The way the hametz went in, that's the way it comes out. Kibolo, kach polto. For example, you have a grate on the barbecue. The hametz went into the grate. How to go in the grate? Fire. The only way to kosher the grate is what? It went in fire, you gotta take it out with fire. How? You take a torch, you blow torch it, it takes it out. One time there was a girl from the community, she came to me, she says, Rabbi, how do I kosher my braces for Pesach? What do you mean? What do you want to do? No, they're metal. Do I have to make Haggadah? I said, yeah, take a pot, boil water in it, take a rock, put the water in it until it starts bubbling over, stick your head in the pot with your mouth open for 15 seconds. What, are you crazy, Rabbi? I'm crazy, you're asking crazy questions like that? Go brush your teeth, what kind of questions are you making? Haggadah on your braces now? People don't know. It's name is slayer, they want to know what the right thing to do is. Anyway, in the middle of the laws of Haggadah, when the Torah is teaching us the laws, it says in the middle of the parasha of Haggadah, "Vezot haTorah asher sam Moshe lefnei bnei Yisrael." From where to where? In the middle of Haggadah, "Vezot haTorah asher sam Moshe lefnei bnei Yisrael," and this is the Torah that God gave Moshe. And the explanation is like this: just like this Haggadah on a pot, there's Haggadah on your heart, on your neshama. When a person makes sin, how does the sin go in? The sin goes in with fire, because the Yetzer Hara is made out of fire. At the time of sin, at the time of passion, at the time of a person's ta'ava, lust, he's heated up. He gets excited. He gets overheated. He gets in the heat of the passion. You've heard of that saying before. The passion is hot. So the sin goes into the neshama with heat. The only way to take the sin out is through fire. Esh Torah. Torah, when you're studying Torah, Torah's a fire. There was one rabbi, Yonatan ben Uziel. Maybe somebody went to visit his grave in Israel. There's a segula. Whoever goes to his grave, they say gets married within the year. I know many people that wanted to get married. They went to the grave of Yonatan ben Uziel, and sure enough, some say there's no segula because all the boys go and all the girls go. They meet each other at the grave. There's no segula. It's a social place over there. But anyway, Yonatan ben Uziel, the Gemara says he would study Torah. His Torah was so strong, it says any bird that would fly over his head, miyad nisraf, became like a snack box. Boom, it burnt, finished. The Torah was fire. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he would look at somebody, fire. The Torah is ish. When you're studying Torah, the Torah goes into your neshama, and guess what? It purges out all the avonot. If you would see right now what's going on with your neshama, all the avonot are just oozing out. Torah has that, because Torah is ish. And therefore, one of the methods of Teshuvah is what? Called? You got to study more Torah. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, on the day that you decide to make Teshuvah, if you normally study one page, study two pages. If you normally study two pages, study three pages. It seems that that's part of the recipe to get the avonot out of your system. Of course, it's also called Tefillah. Call is prayer. Person has to pray with a minyan. Person has to go to the synagogue. Person has to pray three times a day. These are recipes to become Ba'al Teshuvah. Call Torah, call Tefillah. Good. What's the second one? Tzom. Tzom is fasting. Now, we don't recommend fasting more than you're obligated to fast, because it's not easy in our generation to fast. We're weak. In the olden days, Baba Sali, who's not too long ago, he used to fast from Motzei Shabbat until Friday afternoon. 6 days, no eating at night. Not like Ramadan, they eat at night and make hafza every night. No. 6 days, ta'anit hafzaka, it's called. Imagine going 6 days. Think of Kippur, how hard Kippur is. By Ni'ilah already, you're dreaming about the sambusak, you're dreaming about the ka'ak you're going to have, or whatever. Already you're saying you should have had an extra mahshi the night before. Imagine fasting 6 days in a row, and he did it not once, he did it many times. That's why he was Sadiq, that's why he was so pure, that's why he was able to see the future. We don't recommend for a regular layman to fast more than the obligatory fast, but you have to fast the fasts. Kippur, mandatory. A week before Kippur is another fast. Many people don't follow it, but they're wrong. Called Tzom Gedaliah. I don't know who Gedaliah was. I'm not going to tell you tonight. But I'll tell you one thing. The reason why the rabbis made that fast a week before Kippur, because they want you to fast twice in 1 week. They want you to fast the Monday before Kippur, and then the Monday of Kippur. They want you to fast because they know that that's part of the Teshuvah process. How does it work? In the olden days, if a person made a sin, he brought a Korban. Today we'd have no Korbanot. When I fast, what happens? My blood becomes minimized. My meat, the fat of my body becomes minimized. I'm telling Borei Olam at the end of the fast, let the blood that diminished and the meat of my body that got smaller, let that be as if I put it on the Mizbeah and let it be a kapara. So fasting, not talking about from a health standpoint, from a teshuvah standpoint, it's like you're bringing a sacrifice, but the best sacrifice, yourself. It's like, okay, that's Yitzhak, why are you putting yourself on the Mizbeah? Fasting does that. So kol tzom. If you have the ability to fast, you should not mistreat it. Kippur, we know everybody fasts on Kippur. But even the Tzom Gedaliah, the Monday before, I'll give you a secret. If you have the strength, some people fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. I'll tell you a story. Once I was in Hong Kong. Not on business. I don't have any business. I actually went for a Sefer Torah dedication in Hong Kong. They needed a rabbi. I said, I'll go. I never went to Hong Kong before. It was beautiful. So when I was there, there was a lady. We were touring together. It's an Egyptian lady from the community. And she's sitting next to me. And we're in the restaurant or something. And we have our food. So everybody's eating. So she's not eating. So I'm joking with her. I said, you can eat. It's kasher. Don't worry. You can eat. It's kasher. She's not. I know Acham is kasher. So I'm fasting today.
Fasting today?
It was a Thursday.
Fasting today?
Is it fast day? Maybe I lost my bearings in Hong Kong. Maybe I forgot it's a fast. She says, no. For the past, I don't know how many years, since my children were born, I fast every Monday and Thursday.
Why?
Every Monday and Thursday you fast? She's a regular lady. She's wearing pants. She's not a Hasidah. She doesn't have a wig or a hat. Every Monday and Thursday. Why? I want my children to be successful. They should have good mazal. They should, you know, have marry right, have the children. I felt so humble in front of this lady. Every Monday and Thursday, she went to her, that is, for 30 years. I long to fast Monday, 2 days a week. So there are righteous people that do fast. Our grandparents and great-grandparents, they used to do this once in a while. They used to accept upon themselves ta'anit. It's a big, big item. Again, before Rosh Hashanah, the day before, when's Rosh Hashanah this year? Shabbat. The Friday, next Friday, if somebody could fast, Aser Yemei Teshuvah, you fast on Tzom Gedaliah, and then Kippur. Those three fasts, if you could do it, very important. Kol Tzom. And what's the third one? Mamon. What's Mamon? Mula. Money. Meaning, Tzedakah. Utzedakah Tetzir Mimavet. In our religion, you have a chance to buy yourself a good judgment. If you have the money, you could buy the judgment by giving money to the tzedakah. That's why in synagogue, on the holidays, we sell the aliyot. Of course, we need the money for the shul. That's obvious. But it's a win-win. The shul needs the money, and the people that buy it have a chance to get out of jail free card. They're able to post bail in order to get a good judgment. So the mamon, the tzedakah that you give at this time of year is very, very important. Now I ask you, what's more important of these three ingredients? The kol, the tzom, or the mamon? You know what I'm going to tell you? Okay. Who should teach you? Tell me. The Bein Ish Chai writes, Alav Shalom, they're all equal. Okay, boys, you ready? You have your napkins in front of you? You have your pens? Take it out. Yeah, whoever has, do it. I'm doing it also. Kol is what? Kof Vav Lamed. What's the numerical value of kol? Kof is 100. Vav Lamed is 36. Kol equals 136. So far, so good? Tzom is how much? Tzom, Tzadi is 90, Vav is 6, 40 is 40, so that's 136 as well. Mamon is how much? Mem is 80, Vav is 6, 50, 86 and 50, 136. So what's more important? They're all equal. Kol, Tzom, Mamon, they all equal 136. So if you eat all of them, it's like in a cake, in an apple pie. What's more important, the apples or the flour? I don't know, you need both. You just have apples, it's not a cake. You just have flour, it's not apple pie. So what's more important? They're both more important. So the same thing over here, all these are three ingredients that are necessities. A guy could be giving a lot of tzedakah, but if he doesn't fast on Kippur, you're missing an item. So you forgot the eggs. You forgot the sugar. The guy can fast on Kippur, and the guy can give tzedakah. Kol, he doesn't have kol Torah. He don't learn. You got to drag him to the class, he's not interested. He doesn't pray with a minyan. He doesn't have kol tefillah. He's missing an item. You're presenting a cake that's lopsided. By the way, you ever have the pasuk? There's a pasuk we say, David HaMelech says it. Some have the custom, every day after tefillah, they say the mezon de David. And that tefillah, David says, Bezot ani botayah. What does he say? I put my faith, bezot, in zot, in this. What is this? He didn't tell us. But I put my faith in this. Wait, who's talking about? Puts it in the cookies, in the watermelon? What does he put his faith in? Bezot. Now, it's not God, because if it was God, he would say, Bashem ani botayah. What is bezot? Fellas, anybody know the numerical value of the word zot? Come on, boys, help me out. Don't be like that. No, Zot. Come on. Zayin is 7, Aleph is 1, 4 is 400, Taf is 400. So Zot is 408. What's 136 times 3? 408. David HaMelech is saying, Bezot ani botayah. I'm putting my trust in Zot, in Kol, Tzom, Mamon. In the three items over there that equal 408, that's where I put my trust. Huh? So that means Zot, right? Very good. This Ksiv doesn't know what Zot. You don't know it. Yes, hey, good. It's okay. Ksiv lo yavin et Zot. The idiot, the imbecile, the fool, he don't know Zot. He don't know the tricks. Now watch this. I know what some of you are thinking. Rabbi, it's not fair. Why is it not fair? It's not fair because what if a guy is poor? You don't have fools. So he can't do all three. He can't do all three. Mamoni, call, he can pray. The poor guy can pray. He needs a sidur and borrow one from the shul. Homash, to learn, he can get one from the shul. So, he's fasting every day, Ani. That's the easiest thing for him. But Mamoni, he doesn't have. So there's a pasuk that says like this. Ketz sam lachoshech. The Ani, his days are dark. All his days are dark. The pasuk says, "Kol yemei Ani ra'im." All the days of the Ani are bad. Rich man has life. He comes out. He has a car. He has gadgets. He goes traveling. The Ani, he goes to sleep in darkness. He wakes up in darkness. He has no life. He dreads every second because he has no existence. The Gemara says, "Ani ashut kamet." The Ani, even though he's alive, he's like he's dead. So the person says, Ketz sam lachoshech. What's choshech? That's the poor guy. And the person says, Ketz sam lachoshech. God willing, when Mashiach comes, all the poor people are going to be fixed from their misery. Ketz means an end. God's going to put an end to the darkness. Ketz sam lachoshech. Ketz sam lachoshech. But you know what Ketz also stands for? Ketz is what? Kof Tzaddi. Kol Tzom. That's two out of the three. Ketz Sam Lachoshech. The poor guy doesn't need all three items. The poor guy, the rabbis tell us he can get away with two of them. Ketz Sam Lachoshech. Kol Tzom. He don't need three. He can only do what he has an ability to do. So if a person's involved in Hoshech, he's an Ani, Ketz Sam Lachoshech, Ketz Kol Tzom. Now, these three things that I just told you, they're jewels. I gave you three jewels, three diamonds. A diamond, an emerald, and another precious stone I gave you. Three. Gold, so namon. You know how you say a jewel in Hebrew? Margalit, Yahalom, Tachshit, all good words. I'm going to teach you a new word tonight. An ed, adayim, edi, also means a jewel. Now listen to the way I'm going to learn the pasuk that I started off with. Lo yakum ed echad be'ish. One jewel, not accepted. You got to have a minimum of how much of these? Al pi shnayim edim. If the person is poor, okay, two of the jewels are okay. Or al pi shlosha edim. But if the guy is rich, then you got to have all three. So the pasuk is coming to tell us the secret in teshuvah. But no one can get away with one. No guy come along and say, mamon, hey, wait, with one. If you can give mamon, you got to have other two also. A guy comes along and says, I just fast. What do you mean? What about Kol Torah? What about Kol Tefillah? Lo yakum ed echad. One jewel, lo yakum, not going to work. Al pi shnayim. If the guy is poor, al pi shnayim. Or al pi shlosha. If he's rich, then he can get all three. Now watch what I'm going to tell you. Do you remember, boys, when you were young, and ladies, in first grade, I think, you remember they taught you nekudot? I know I'm going back to grade school. You remember the first day of school? Now, we don't think about nekudot after first grade. Nekudot is for babies. But the Zohar HaKadosh says, the nekudot of a word stand on the highest levels. Don't mess around with nekudot. There's four parts of every word of the Torah. We call it Tanta. What is Tanta? I'm going to write it for myself so I can remember. Tanta. Tanta is the tagim. That's the crowns on top of the letters. The nun is the nekudot. Those are the dots under the letters. The tet is the ta'amim. Those are the notes on top of the letters. And the aleph is the otiyot. So every letter in the Torah has four parts. Tanta. Tagim, the crown. The nekudot, that's the top and the bottom. Then you have the ta'amim, the notes, the song of it, and then the letter itself. That means every letter in the Torah can be studied on four different levels. You know, the rabbis, when they read the letters in the Torah, they're able to tell you why the ta'amim is on that letter. Why over here, Azagirish, why Talsa, why Rabia? Unbelievable. I'll give you an example. There was a rabbi called Rav Papa. He was very heavy. He was once walking up the step. The step broke. He fell. He went to the rabbi. He said, why did this happen to me today? He says, maybe you made a avon. I made a avon? What kind of avon? Maybe there was a charity collector asking for tzedakah that you didn't give him. He said, you know something, you're right. On the way to shul, the guy put his hand out. I didn't give him. Oh, that's why the step broke. That's why you fell. Okay. If you look in the Torah, when the Torah talks about the mitzvah of charity, what does it say? Patawach tiftach. Open your hand. You know what the notes on patawach tiftach are? You know what the ta'amim are? Dargat tibir. Patawach tiftach. Dargat tibir. You know what darga is in Hebrew? Madriga. What's madriga? A step. Tibir means the break. Dargat tibir. So, if you give tzedakah, you'll be saved from dargat tibir, from the step breaking. That means even the ta'amim have a story. And every step, I once read a book, he goes through the whole Torah, every time he gives a story to. Imagine the notes of the Torah have a story. I can't explain that to you more. Mozart has a lot of music with notes. The notes make a music, but you can't give a derash on the notes itself. The notes have value when I put it to a violin. But imagine just reading the notes himself. C, D, F, sharp, flat, B. You need a violin to synthesize the notes. But in the Torah, you can read. It's a story. It's written in a certain way. Anyway, that's Tanta. I want to talk to you about Nekudot now for a second. Take a guess, boys. What's the, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, what's the highest Nekudah? The most holiest Nekudah.
Kamaras.
It's okay. That's wrong, yeah? It's right, the Kamaras. The Zohar Kadosh says, the highest level in the world, if you can imagine what I'm going to tell you now, it's called the Keter. It's called the Keter. You know what Keter is? Keter is the crown. We try to do mitzvot to reach higher levels in the worlds. This world, that level, this. Some of our mitzvot get to the Kisei HaKavod, to the chair of God. We wish. Some of our mitzvot don't get there. Some of them get to the world of the angels. Some of them get to the world of the lower angels. It depends how much kavanah you have. But the goal is that our mitzvot get all the way to the Keter. That's the crown of God. You know what we call the crown of God, Keter? Because the crown of God is made up of all our mitzvot. How many mitzvot do we have in the Torah, boys?
613.
613. But it's more than that. How many mitzvot from the rabbis do we have? There's 7 mitzvot from the rabbis. So it's 613 from the Torah plus the 7 mitzvot from the rabbis. Seven. You have Hanukkah, you have Purim. Right? Purim is with Rabbanan. Purim is from the rabbis. Maybe that's the still. Hadakat Nerot Hanukkah. Nerot Shabbat. And the Katnerot Shabbat is also from the Hakamim. There's 7 laws altogether. Eruv Tavshini. There's 7 laws from the Hakamim that are in our religion. Altogether 620. What's the numerical value of Keter? Chaf is 20. Tafresh is 600. That's why we call the Keter Keter. Because it's made up of the 620 mitzvot that we do. The 613 the Oraita and the 7 Medrabbanan. The Zohar HaKadosh is the Kamatz. Whenever you see a Kamatz, you gotta get excited. The Kamatz reaches the Keter.
Which one is that?
Oh, good question. You know, these guys are embarrassed to ask me. You're not embarrassed. Is the line or the line down the middle? This is a Kamatz.
Tetris.
Is that what it is? A Tetris? Okay, we call it a Kamatz. You see, Kamatz, that whenever you see that Nikudah, you gotta get excited. Wow, Kamatz! It reaches the Keter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know why, boys? You know what Kamatz stands for? Kol Mamon Tzom. Because the Kamatz is giving us the 3 ingredients of Teshuvah. The Kol is the Kol Torah, to purge us from the Avon. The Mamon is the Mamon of the Tzedakot. And the Tzadni is the Tzom. Therefore, when a person has Kol, Mamon, and Tzom, and he has the Kamatz, that reaches the highest Madriga. That's why, what are they called, human beings? Adam. We're called Adam. What's the Nekudot under Adam? Under the Aleph is what? The Kamatz. Under the Dalet is? Kamatz again, 2 Kamatzes in a row. Oh, get excited now, double header. 2 Kamatzes in a row, Shibi Jenin, unreal. Why do we get so excited? Because they're telling you the purpose of Adam is what? Kamatz, Kamatz. When you're young and when you're old. When you're young, of course, you have to also make the Shuvah, but don't stop when you're young. When you're old also, that's why the Adam has 2 Kamatzes underneath it, in order to inspire us to go to the higher levels. Once we got to this level, boys, now we explain the pasuk. Lo yakum ed echad be'ish. Ed echad, 1 jewel, not accepted. Al pi shnayim, if a person is poor, then you have kol and tzom. Al pi shlosha edim, or 3 jewels, yakum davar. That's the depth of that pasuk in the Torah. Now watch. We are asking Borei Olam for a lot of things when it comes to the new year. David HaMelech said in Tehillim, "V'fa'eni Hashem ki chatati lach." Please God, heal me because I sinned to you. So the rabbi said, heal me because I sinned? It should be more so like, heal me because I didn't sin. I don't go to the officer and say, let me go because I sinned, because I committed crime. You say, let me go because I'm innocent. But David HaMelech says, Refa'eni Hashem, why? Ki hatati lach. Heal me because I sinned. That's it, because you sinned, I'm going to give you more troubles. There was a rabbi in the shul once. He was making Misha Berach for the sick people. You know, before the Sefer Torah comes out, you know, they pray for the sick people. Anyway, what happened? He says, the names. Okay, give me the names. Abraham ben Sarah, Yitzchak ben Rivka. Guy comes along and says, John ben Mary.
John ben Mary? I'm after John ben Mary.
The rabbi says, he's Jewish? The guy says, does John ben Mary sound Jewish? John's not a Jewish name. Mary, called Shekin, is John ben Mary. So the rabbi says, can I ask you a question? What are you praying for this guy for? So the rabbi, he's very, very sick. He's very sick. He's on his deathbed. He's a Amesha again. What do you care to pray for him? He says, Rabbi, he owes me money. If he dies, there's no money. So I have an interest. David HaMelech is telling Borei Olam, Borei Olam, I've sinned to you. I'm in arrears. I owe you. If I die, bankruptcy, I can't pay you back. But if you give me another year of life, I can make good. Refa'eli Hashem, ki hatati lach. It's in your interest that I get life. If you take me now, then bankrupt, I can't pay you back. I just took avonot, 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 and I didn't make reparations. But if you want to get paid back, it's in your interest to give me some more life so I can make good on all the avonot. So at least I can put myself back in the black. Now already I can make good on my payments. And that's what we're asking Borei Olam when it comes to the new year. Whatever we did last year, we did. We owe Borei Olam a lot. But we say, Hashem, for your interest, we're going to make a commitment to these three ingredients. And this is something everybody should make a Kabbalah, even tonight, in front of the Sefer Torah. God is the Sefer Torah. Now you're talking to Borei Olam. You don't have to wait till Rosh Hashanah here. The Sefer Torah is in front of us. You can take Borei Olam. This year, called, I'm going to make my effort to go to a little more classes. Boys, you can't be Jewish without going to classes. It doesn't work anymore like that. You have to attend Torah. Torah is our essence. The Jewish people in the Midbar for 40 years, what do? Learn Torah all day long. There's no malls in the Midbar. There's no shopping. There was no traveling. Nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu sat for 40 years. Was called there. They studied Torah all day long. The Jewish people are the nation of the book. That's our calling. Everybody has to accept upon themselves tonight in front of the Sefer Torah. I'm doing it myself also. We're going to accept upon ourselves a little more cold Torah. By the way, we sat here talking the Vre Torah for a couple of minutes. Did it hurt anybody? I love it. Wow. You got any mind? Where does it come from, this stuff? Every time you come to Shi'ur, my gosh, you can't believe the Adushim and the Gemara says, and Midrash, but not Adush. Never you'll go to the Midrash and you won't hear something Adush. You'll never go to a class and say, oh, yeah, I know that one already. A repeat. And by the way, let me tell you a secret. Even if it's a repeat, so what? A guy told me once, oh, Rabbi, I heard that one already. I said, by the way, what are you listening to in your car? He has a CD over and over, the same Beatles, the same song, 100 million times. The Beatles, you don't have questions on. But the rabbi repeats Hadush 1.5 times. Yeah, repeat, repeat, repeat. Guy goes to the restaurant. What does he order? Give me the usual. But you have that same steak every single... I like it, I want it. Why don't you try something new? No, I like the same items. The guy knows every TV show 100 million times. He watched the movie 34 times. The rabbi comes and says, Hadush twice. Ah, he repeated. On the contrary. And let me tell you a secret. Even when he repeats, it's something new. En Midrash Madoch Hadush. Yes. That's our religion. Kol. Kol Tefillah as well. So, okay, that's easy. You'll fast. And Mammon.
I don't fast.
Because you have the thing.
Yeah.
I know that.
That's okay.
You asked me. You asked me. Didn't you ask me this 20 years ago? Nothing changed. Torah doesn't change, honey. Because you have a reason.
Yeah, I'm not, but you kept on saying.
No.
Of course.
So two out of three also.
Okay, yeah.
No, you say a good point, because
You kept on saying charity.
Right. Okay. So that means you got to give more charity. You've got to compensate on other items that you can do. And then, of course, the Ramon. I'm going to tell you a secret about the tzedakah. You ready, boys? I see you don't know. No one has your pens out, but I'm not embarrassed. I'm going to write it myself. You ready now? How much are you supposed to give for tzedakah? How much percent? And if you're very, very, very generous, how much?
20.
That's what it is.
20.
You shouldn't give more than 20.
No.
No. More than 20, ready? The Torah says, you're not allowed to give so much where you're going to have to be needy yourself. So 10 is the minimum, and 20% if you're a hashuv. Okay, what are the letters of tzedakah, boys? Tzaddi, dalit, kofeh. Let's look at the first letter and the third letter. Can we do that? Tzaddi is how much? 90. Kof is how much? 100. Oh, that's 10%. 90, 100 is 10%. What's the second letter and the fourth letter? Dalit, he. 4, 5. 4, 5 is 20%. So in the word tzedakah itself,
gives you the range.
And also gives you the range. The ratio, exactly how much you should be giving. Either you're a tzaddi kof ratio, or you're a dalit he ratio. But regardless, person wants to get in the habit of giving you tzedakah. I'll tell you one story, then I'm going to let you go. I have to get up to the city. I have a lot to say, but I'm going to cut my words short. There was a fellow that passed away. Before he died, he told his children, I'm leaving you two letters, sealed letters. When I die, open up the first letter. 30 days later, open up the second letter. The halakha says, the last will and testament, you have to follow to the T. The guy died. The children right away, they open up the first letter, they figure maybe there's a check in there, I don't know what's in there. They grab, they rubber pick to open it up. My dear children, I only have one request from you. Please, when you bury me in a black pair of socks.
Black pair of socks.
That I left in my drawer. Alright, easy. They go to the Chavra Kadisha before they're burying the father. And by the way, we have a last will and testament. Our father asked to be buried in the socks. Chavra Kadisha says, we can't bury in socks. It's not the pajamas. We're burying a guy, you bury him according to halakha. What do you mean? But he asked. We don't do that. There's a safed, there's a deen, there's a halakha. So the children say, take us to the Beit Din. I want to go to the rabbi. I want to ask a rabbi. They go to the rabbi. The rabbi says, no, you can't bury him in the socks. Hakam, that's the only thing he asked. We can't. And they felt so bad. The only thing the guy asked for was bury him. All right, kapara, they buried his father. 30 days later, they opened the second envelope. My dear children, I knew they weren't going to let me get buried in socks. But I wanted to teach you a lesson that you can't take anything with you, even a pair of socks. Mm-hmm. Which means any acquisition that you have in this world, even a measly pair of socks, I won't let you take it with you. Everything stays behind. The only items that go from here to there is the money that you get to tzedakah. That type of asset is able to go up. Everything else, nah. And therefore, with such a value of a mitzvah, you could turn temporary into eternity. You could turn $100 bill, which is temporary, and all of a sudden put it now into eternity, where it'll be earning interest to you for the next 100 billion years. For eternity, for Netzach. I'll conclude with one last ma'aseh to show you the inyan of the tzedakah. That's the mammon. You know, we call money in our language, in Gemara, zuzim. You know why you call it zuzim? You know what zuz means? Moves. Because money is always moving. One hand to the next hand. Zuzim. They're always moving. Well, and the money has wings. One year a person has money, all of a sudden gets wings, flies away to the next guy. The guy has money, it flies away. The only money that you have for you is the money that you take the wings off. That's the money you get to tzedakah. They once asked the Ben Ish Chai, I have 10 birds on the roof. I shoot 2 birds. How many birds I have on the roof?
None.
No, the 2 dead birds.
Well,
The two dead birds up on the roof. But that's what they say. The only money that remains by us is the money that you shot, the money that you gave to tzedakah. All the other monies, they went to Rat Rothschild one time. This is how much you're worth. He said, small amount. He said a 10% number, whatever the number was. So the king said, what do you mean? We know you're worth 10 times that amount. He said, you're asking what I'm worth. I'm only worth the money I gave. That nobody can take away from me. All the other money, tomorrow the market can go up, can go down, eminent domain. I'm not, that's not money. I'm only worth what I gave. That's guaranteed. FDIC, it's guaranteed in Bank of Borei Olam. That's why I tell you boys, once we accept upon ourselves to be a kamatz, then you're ready, Borei Olam, we'll see that we're making an effort. Bezot ani boteya in the 408. Then Bezat Hashem Borei Olam will give us a beracha. We need it. We need it. There's no question. We need it. We need every loophole that we can get. You know, every angle that we can get out. So tonight we found a good loophole. We found these three items. And if we embrace even a little more Torah, a little more tzedakah, fast, if you can, the right days, then Be'ezat Hashem we can hope that lo yakum ed echad. One's no good. Abishnayim or shlosha edim yakum. Yakum means you're going to live. You're going to be sustained. I hope that the ministering angels that are watching us tonight in the Shamayim will take up the Devei Torah, will take up all the good feelings that all of you have and all your kavanot that you're having with the Holy Sefer Torah that we're going to finish on Sunday. And Be'azat Hashem, it will be to our credit. We should have it as good as Shem and Bot, Me'emot V'tavot. Amen. Amen. לפיך כבן עבדות שנאמר, לא חפש, למעשה תקור, יחליט תורה ויעדיר.